The cows, he said, Father.
Sure. Okay, the largest Protestant denomination of churches in the South is probably
the Baptist.
And if two people become members of the church, you say they what?
Join the church.
And in church, you pray to
God or His Son Jesus.
Okay. And the preacher preached a
sermon.
And one man might say, I go to church to hear the sermon, but another one might say, well, I don't care anything about the sermon. I go to hear the
music.
And you might say, that music was really
good.
Or it was really
fantastic.
Okay. Or just that it was a little more than pretty. You might say it was not just pretty, it was
very pretty.
All right. Or another
and a lot of them go to see what the other people wear.
Okay.
And hear the latest gossip.
True. Okay, and if you're talking about, well, maybe still music. The music was another way of saying
very good today.
Okay. Particularly?
Well, that would be all right. Especially good.
All right, and talking about a dress, then maybe you might say that is just
the prettiest dress you've ever had.
And a girl is not just pretty, she is
very pretty.
More than that. Another word besides pretty. She's perfectly
beautiful.
And if you had something you were trying to get somewhere by a certain time, like you were going to church, and on the way you had a flat tire, and you might say, oh, for goodness sakes, church will be over
before I get there.
Okay. And better put a sweater on. It's blank.
Ooh.
It's getting
colder.
Okay. And if you're going to say it's getting blank chilly, it's getting
very chilly.
Okay. If you have a choice, you might say, I'd blank do this than that.
I'd rather do this than that.
Okay, and what do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time? How do you tell him that you're particularly glad to see him? You might say, well, I'm
delighted to see you.
Okay, and if someone owns several, well, around here, it'd have to be, I have down here, if he owns 500 acres down here, maybe he owns 7,000 acres. You mean, how would you say he owns much land and not say a definite number mm-hmm. of acres? He owns
owns a large plantation.
Okay. And without saying a plantation, you'd say a blank of land.
He owns
different ways you might say, like a lot of land.
A good number of acres of land.
Okay.
Large number of acres.
Okay, would
now there's another way you could say, but I don't know how many acres and a lot of land. You could say he owns several lots of land.
Okay.
But I don't know how many acres in a lot.
It has to do with the number. Okay. What about the idea? Have you ever heard anybody say, well, I don't know exactly how much land he owns, but he owns a right smart?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Would you ever say?
I might. I don't know.
Perhaps not.
I don't think so.
Okay. Would you?
I'd say he owns. Well, I just told you that plantation below ours was large, twice as large as this one. I'd say it's something, a large plantation.
Okay.
And there is I think plantation is a little bit more pretentious name than farm.
Yes.
We don't have Longview Plantation, we just say Longview Farm.
Okay.
We don't want to be pretentious.
Okay. What about right smart having to do with rain, for example?
Yeah. I've heard that expression. Right smart, but we have the rain gauge and we say we got 3/4 of an inch, we just got a half inch, or we got a good rain, we had 3 inches.
Okay. If you want to say something stronger or more emphatic than yes, you would say why?
Why, yes, sir.
Okay, but in much more than just that, why, not just why yes, but why?
I'm
not making a very good tense with this. Let me try again.